Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, just a couple things to, we're going to empty the bucket here, Kang. Sorry. This is stuff that I got to use most of the good stuff. And the blowouts, you kind of have a chance to story tell and get to all that. So you don't get to everything, ever get to everything. But maybe the two things that you will like the most. Right, here we go. Empty the bucket. All right. Gator Tyson Davis, leading receiver for CMU. One of the good ones. Went to Goodrich High School.
Goodrich?
Goodrich High School. Do you know what the Goodrich High School nickname is?
The Laughing Cows?
They're not the Laughing Cows. Kang, do you have any idea what Goodrich is?
Dude, I like Laughing Cow, do you? The cheese?
I mean, it's cheese, man.
You like all cheese. I don't have a better guess than that, Doug, if that's what you're asking.
They are the Goodrich Martians.
The Martian.
They're the Martians.
Oh. Angry Martian Gator?
Right. Did they have Marvin on their helmets?
Yeah.
No, it actually looks like a Spartan head, but instead of like the feathers on top, it's letters that spell out Martians. So it
looks that's Marvin's helmet.
I get it, but they are the Martians.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you would. They have a tight end named Henry Dryden. He is a transfer student from the South Dakota School of the Mines.
M-I-N-E-S?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you know what the South Dakota School of the Mines nickname is?
The Panners.
They are not the Panners. At one point, they were known as the Longhairs.
Well, that's not in anymore.
That's better than the short hairs.
They are now known as the Hard Rockers.
Hard Rockers. Okay, I got it.
So
Hard Rock Mining, yeah.
But alas, Dryden didn't get thrown a football, and I couldn't use it.
Where'd he go to high school? Oh, I'm sorry, you just said that. So yeah. South Dakota.
He went to South Dakota School of the Mines, was his previous.
School of the Mines or School of Mines?
Might have been just School of Mines, but I'll have to look it up again here.
I'd hate for you to get something on the bucket wrong.
Yeah, well, it's true. But I just had it in front of me, and then I deleted the page. So.
It's better than a school of mimes, because nobody likes a mime.
No. South Dakota School of the Mines, M-I-N-E-S, is from Boise, and he's environmental and metallurgical engineering major.
Good for him.
Yep. He's a rock dude.
He's a rock dude.
Yep. Anyway, there it is. That's the bucket.
Studying at Central Michigan.
All right. So, Gate, thank you. Today is National Guacamole Day.
What?
Today is National Guacamole Day. I think every list that is put together of things that people don't like as a kid but do like as an adult includes guacamole. Is that a safe bet? Kids do not like guacamole. Adults love guacamole.
I think that is the quintessential acquired taste type thing, and you do acquire it at some point, and you love it at some point. I think I 100% agree with that statement. That's something that most kids do not enjoy right off the bat. Avocado, no. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, I mean, for me, it was after college when I had like real guacamole, because the guacamole we had when we were kids, wasn't homemade. So it was a store-bought stuff, and it was a store-bought stuff before they knew how to really prepare it. So it was like almost like mayonnaise-based. It was like a little soupy. It was terrible.
That sounds awful.
It was.
And I never had any mayonnaise-based
guacamole. And I remember
guacamole.
Getting it like the guacamole in a tub that just was terrible. And then I discovered like real guacamole. Went to a Mexican restaurant where they made it tableside, and it was fantastic. I'm like, well, where has this been my whole life? Then I had a buddy of mine used to make it. His name's Ernest. So we make guac urn mole. It's fantastic.
That's a reach.
He's awesome. So, but
still a reach.
Nothing about his character or anything like that.
I love guacamole now. You know?
Dude, I hated guacamole so much as a kid. I never even had it. I thought it was disgusting. You know what I mean? Like green. You don't even try it. Yeah, it's green. It looks mushy. No thanks. That's gross.
Yeah.
Don't like it. What do you mean you don't like it? You never had it. Trust me.
Like, is this something my dog vomited like up? Yeah. What is that?
Yeah. But then you try it and, later and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I mean, and it's weird because I think it's one of these things where even people that don't like cilantro, they still like guacamole. Like, well, maybe in guacamole I can handle cilantro.
Right. All right. Other things that would be on that list. All right. I'm going to throw a few things out here that people love as adults, but they don't love them as a kid. That goes there with guacamole on this National Guacamole Day. Naps. I used to hate it when I had to go take a nap when I was a kid. Now as an adult, I'm like, hey, how about a nap?
Gator just took a nap yesterday, right?
Yeah.
It was a great nap, wasn't it?
Sure was. I don't remember being forced to take a nap as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm sure it happened. I just don't remember it. You know, time for you to go take a nap. I just don't remember it. I think, you know, once you get past a certain age, it's all you're outside playing with your friends all the time. And in Michigan, then you're outside playing in the snow, whether you're sledding or, you know, snowball fights or whatever. It was always something you were doing. You know, then video games come around and that occupies your time. Of course, nothing like a good book, right? No, I mean, that's, am I right, Doug?
I do like a good book.
It's going to keep me from taking the nap.
Reading a good book right now.
But yes, napping today is awesome.
Oh, I would love a nap today. Like today, right? Right after show.
Can't promise anything. All right, let me throw something else. As a kid, you hate it. As an adult, what about rainy days?
No, I don't like rainy days.
Don't you?
No, I like it overnight to sleep when it's raining.
Okay.
I do not like rainy days.
Kang, you? How do you feel?
I definitely appreciate a rainy day more now than as a kid. As a kid, that just means you couldn't go outside. But nowadays, I think kids are different. They want to be inside, unfortunately.
For me, it's also a little different because I got the dog. The dog doesn't care if it's raining or not. She wants to go out and get the dirty paw factor, so no.
Okay.
Also, when it's rainy day, I don't have to water the grass. So
That's
free water, man.
Here's something I'm not sure. I might be the only one. Brussels sprouts.
No, that's a big change, too.
As a kid, you hate them. As an adult?
As an adult, you find out that they flash fry them with the balsamic vinegar on it. And
bacon.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. All the good stuff.
Yeah. That's good, like, Brussels sprouts.
Where has this been all my life? This wasn't the...
That's how you're supposed to make them.
Yeah, that's not the crap that mom was trying to pass on me when I was 14.
Okay, this one might be just me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Being alone. Like, if the wife and the kids are gone, and then we're going to get a lot of this now, but when the house was empty and everybody was gone for like the whole afternoon and I was home alone, I'm like, what kind of glorious existence is this?
Yeah, that's going to change for you.
It's probably going to change
quickly.
Go back
to the other because you're going to miss everybody. It's gone.
That's 100% true.
I've always been fine doing things by myself if I had to. If I needed to go see a movie, wanted to see it by myself, I was cool with it. If I wanted to go grab something to eat, I didn't mind sitting at a bar somewhere and then grabbing a bite to eat. I don't have to be around people. Mm-hmm. I've always been cool with that.
Kang, what about you?
Yeah, you're right about this one. As an adult, I definitely don't mind being alone. Now I could take a nap if I was alone. I would love that.
There you go.
Then if it's raining, I don't have to water the grass.
Knock it all off the list. Yeah. Are you taking a nap while it's raining and you're by yourself?
Oof. Yeah. What else? What else? Do you got any more that would belong on this list?
Fattened up by guacamole.
I got one. I think as a kid, you hated spicy food. But as an adult, you come to appreciate it. Not everybody, of course, but I think you appreciate it more. Even if it's just a little kick, you know? You don't have to go over the top like some of these people.
Yeah.
I remember being at like Tiger Stadium getting a nacho and then with the jalapenos there. I'm like, oh, that's hot. I don't know if I don't want the jalapenos.
You don't want that, Ben.
And now it's like, I want all that smoke. Bring it on. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. I was always told this was an acquired taste, and I totally bought into it in like my mid to late 30s. Scotch.
Really?
Yeah, scotch. I definitely didn't like scotch as a kid.
No, I didn't like it as a kid. Have a sip of my dad's scotch when I was young. No, and it's terrible. Ew. I always like, what's that like? You want a sip? All right. Ew. Yep. Keep that in mind.
Girls is another one, too. Girls, I didn't like them
girls
as a kid.
Girls are great.
Yeah. No, but the problem is when you're a kid, here's the issue. They have cooties.
Duh.
Yeah, so I don't want cooties.
No one wants that.
But scotch was like, even when I...
Dude, beer.
Drinking age, I didn't like it.
Remember the first time your dad let you have a sip of a beer?
Yeah.
Apparently you liked it a lot more than I did.
No, it's just there's a sense memory of it. Like I did not like it, but I just totally remember dad sitting in his chair and he'd have a glass of beer or if he had a scotch and I always wanted to try it and like, oh, that's not, ew. And then he would get a smile on his face. And then like when I first started drinking beer, there are times that I'll have a beer and it'll take me back to when I was like 8 years old and I remember my dad drinking an Old Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know? Or a Stroh's signature. Absolutely, I have those memories about it.
Well, there you go. Just some of the things that go on the list this National Guacamole Day.
What about pecans?
I always liked them.
Did you always
like them? It's not like that. I mean, because my only memories of pecans when I was a kid is in pecan pie. So I had a positive attitude from day one.
Did you like nuts as a kid, Kang?
Like honey roasted nuts, I think were fine. Cashews, yeah, I actually did. I don't have a problem with that.
Pecans, I like something I had to grow into to enjoy. I did. Cashews scared me. I don't know why. It's a taste.
It scared
peanut.
You?
Yeah, it was like this bigger looking. I didn't like
it. Like a fear?
Yeah, I remember my parents had like a party one time when I was younger, and they had like this whole nut assortment, and I grabbed one that was like this giant looking, I don't know what the hell it was. Like a filibuster.
A Brazil nut or whatever?
Maybe a Brazil nut or something like that. And I almost vomited. I had like a dry heave moment with it. And then it was, from that point on, I was like, I don't want any of this stuff. And then in my 30s, I think is when I rediscovered cashews. Like, these are delicious. Why have I not enjoyed the cashew all my life?
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.